We now take you to the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith, located at 440 West Penn Street in the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19144. Bishop Shelton Rafa Kabash Luke is the Apostle Pastor and General Overseer. Prepare yourself for another biblical and inspiring message preached in its fullness by God's anointed.
And it's not Hallelujah!
Is the last
Hallelujah!
Day that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top
yes,
of the mountain and shall be exalted
yes,
above
you.
The hill.
Yes,
and
we
all
praise
nations
you.
Shall flow unto
yes,
it.
We praise
Isaiah 2:2.
The highest praise,
greetings
Lord.
Everyone. And to the sake of the Most
praise,
High God,
Lord.
We greet you in
yes,
the mighty name of our Lord and Savior,
Lord,
Jesus Christ.
Lord, we love you.
This is another
Lord,
broadcast in the inspiring biblical
yes,
series
love you.
Of the Whole Truth Gospel
yes,
Radio
we love
Program.
You.
Coming to
yes,
you from the Church
you.
Of the Lord Jesus Christ
yes, we
of
love
the Apostolic
you.
Faith.
Oh, we
our
love
temporary
you.
Resting place is
oh,
located
we love you.
At 440 West
Hallelujah.
Penn Street in the city
oh,
of Philadelphia,
Hallelujah.
Pennsylvania,
oh,
where you
Hallelujah.
Always have an open invitation
Hallelujah.
To come and hear the Word of
oh,
God
Hallelujah.
Preached in its fullness
shout,
by
Hallelujah.
The man of God, Bishop Shelton Rafa Kabash. Bishop Shelton Rafa is the apostle,
Hallelujah.
Pastor, and he's also
Glory,
the general
Hallelujah.
Overseer of the
Glory,
Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the
Glory,
Apostolic
Hallelujah.
Faith. This is that which was
Hallelujah.
Spoken of by the prophets.
Hallelujah.
This is the true vine,
oh, Hallelujah.
Often imitated, but can
oh,
never
Hallelujah.
Be duplicated.
Lord, we love you. Yes, we love you. Yes, we love you. Yes, we love you.
You're invited to stand in
yes,
prayer
love
for
you.
Silent meditation.
Oh, we love
and led
you.
And by Brother Brian Bradfield,
oh, we love
Sr.
you. Yes, we love you.
Lord Jesus,
yes,
we come
we praise
before
you
tonight
you.
To thank you and to
Lord,
praise you and
praise
honor your great
you.
Name. For your loving
yes,
kindness and your tender
you.
Mercies.
Yes,
we thank
we
and praise you, Lord
you.
Jesus, always for the
oh,
apostle
Lord,
of Jesus Christ,
you.
Our Bishop Shelton Rafa Kabash Luke,
you.
The one whom thou have
yes,
raised up from among
you.
The brethren to lead the flock.
Yes,
we ask you,
you
to please continue to bless him in
Hallelujah.
Every way in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, for blessing us, the people of
Hallelujah.
God. We pray that you continue to bless us,
Hallelujah.
That we will continue to walk upright
Hallelujah.
Before you,
Hallelujah.
That we might
Hallelujah.
Be saved in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, for the making of another broadcast.
Hallelujah.
We pray that this broadcast
Hallelujah.
May go far and wide, that men
Hallelujah.
And women everywhere of goodwill
oh,
might
Hallelujah.
Hear it and receive it with thanksgiving,
oh, Hallelujah.
That they too may have an opportunity
oh,
to be saved in the name of Jesus Christ.
Oh, Hallelujah.
These and all other blessings we
Hallelujah.
Ask in your name, the mighty name,
Hallelujah.
The only name, Jesus Christ,
Hallelujah.
Who is God Almighty.
Oh,
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, Hallelujah. Oh, Hallelujah. Oh, Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
You're tuned to the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. Coming to you from our temporary resting place, located at 440 West Penn Street in the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And now we'll have a selection from our apostolic choir, a song entitled, What a Friend.
We have in Jesus. friend. We have in Jesus all our sins and grief to bear. Your burdens he will share. What a privilege, a privilege you carry. Everything to God in prayer. Oh, everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pains we bear. Because we do not take it to God in prayer. Take it to Jesus. Take it to Jesus. Take everything to the Lord in prayer. Trials and temptations, is there troubles everywhere? We shouldn't be discouraged, just take it to God in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful? Oh, with needless pains we bear. Because we do not take it to God in prayer. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a privilege to take it to Jesus. Take it to Jesus. Take it to Jesus. Take everything to the Lord in prayer.
Cordially invited to the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith here at 440 West Penn Street in the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, regardless of race, creed, color, and or place of national origin. This broadcast is originating from the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith, located at 440 West Penn Street, in the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Bishop Shelton Rafika Bosch Luke is the apostle, pastor, and general overseer. And now we take great honor and privilege to present unto you the world's foremost minister, Bible analyst, and authority on the divine inspired word of God. The next speaking voice will be that of the apostle in Atlanta today, His Eminence, Bishop Shelton Rafika Bosch Luke. Come thou with us, and we will do thee good. Bishop Shelton Rafika, give the most earnest heed.
Once again, to our radio audience, we greet you in the name of Jesus Christ. And to the precious and mighty people of God, we proudly take this opportunity to one more time say unto you, peace be unto you and praise the Lord. And truly this is Bishop Shelton Rafika Bosch Luke once again coming to you from the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith, that indeed human family to which we can say is often imitated, but this you must know, it never can be duplicated. And once again, we come to you with none other than the message of utmost importance, that being you, save yourselves from this untoward generation. that indeed you would repent. Be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, speaking with other tongues as the Spirit of God gives you utterance. For verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So know beyond a shadow of a doubt that there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. We all must stand before the judgment seat of the Almighty God. And when you're questioned by God for the gospel that you've heard, what will your answer be? But now is the time for your salvation, for you to work out your own salvations with fear and trembling, saving yourselves from this untoward generation. For Jesus Christ, our Lord, even God Almighty himself, has made exceedingly great promises that cannot be broken. There shall be no more dying, no more crying, no more pain, no more hunger. All the former things of this life shall have passed away. And when we stand before the judgment seat of the Almighty, what will your answer be when you're questioned by God for the gospel that you've heard? So know that God's yoke, Jesus Christ our Lord, his yoke is easy, his burden is light, and his commandments are not grievous. And if any man will do the will of the Almighty, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So as always, we count it an honor, even a privilege, to have this God-given opportunity to honor the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glorify his great name. Magnify Jesus Christ, God Almighty himself, because we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that there is no other God other than he, that he and he alone is the true vine. And know that except you abide on the true vine, that is in Christ Jesus, you can rest assured that eternal damnation shall be your portion. So as always, we'd like to make some dedications to the broadcast. And today we'd like to dedicate the broadcast to the following. To Brother Arthur Hare of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, for healing and God's blessings. For Sister Alice Edwards of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, for healing and God's blessings, as well as for Sister Stephanie Ragsdale of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, for her birthday and God's blessings. And as always, dedicate this broadcast to each and every one of the precious people of God that can hear my voice over the airways, and you that can hear the sound of my voice, that indeed you will continue to fight the good fight of faith, working out your own salvations with fear and trembling, saving yourselves from this untoward generation, that you would fight on, run on, working out your own salvations with fear and trembling, ultimately saving yourselves from this untoward generation. So here we are today, once again, by the graciousness of the Almighty God, that we are all still in the land of the living, all still having a mind to work out your own salvations with fear and trembling, saving yourselves from this untoward generation. And we know that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And as we consider the word of our Lord, the scripture tells us, even as I have seen, they that plow iniquity and sow wickedness reap the same. So we see that God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Even as I have seen, they that plow iniquity and sow wickedness, the scripture states, reap the same. So you want to do and have good works so that you can reap the same things, because God is not mocked, and God simply, Jesus Christ, simply cannot lie. It's impossible for God to lie. Now, I know that we may meet people and you have the highest integrity for them, and you really think a lot of them. But what man, what woman, what child has ever been on the face of this earth that cannot lie? But God simply cannot lie, because he is Lord in Christ, and there's none other than he. So today, let us consider the book of Job, the fourth chapter. And we'll read the eighth verse. Job, fourth chapter, reading the eighth verse. The glorious word of the Lord states, "Even as I have seen, they that plow iniquity and sow wickedness reap the same." So you don't have to worry. You look around and say, oh, this one got away with this, and that one got away with that, and all the others got away with the other things. But the question is, did they? Did they really? Even as I have seen, they that plow iniquity and sow wickedness, the scripture states, reap the same. So you fight the good fight of faith and not allow yourselves to be offset as it may appear to be, because this appears to be this way and that appears to be that way. He that believeth on Christ Jesus, as the scripture hath said. And one may say, well, the circumstances appear to be dire. The circumstances appear to be, looks like they can't get out of that. But though I am with you always, even unto the end of the world, God simply cannot lie. And he that believeth on Christ Jesus, as the scripture hath said, the same indeed shall save themselves from this untoward generation. So we see likewise in the book of Proverbs, the 22nd chapter. Consider the book of Proverbs, the 22nd chapter. The scripture tells us, he that soweth iniquity shall reap vanity. So what do you want to do? You want to do what you know to be good. Proverbs, consider the 22nd chapter of Proverbs. And likewise, we'll read the 8th verse. Proverbs 22nd chapter, reading the 8th verse. He that soweth iniquity shall reap vanity, and the rod of his anger shall fail. And the rod of his anger shall fail. So if you are willing to believe, and this is what it all comes down to, and what is this belief in Christ Jesus? There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. It seems right unto a man to go about things this way, to be about things that way. But when you believe on Christ Jesus, as the scripture hath said, when the scripture tells us, wait, I say, on the Lord, even though that may not be the nature of man, may not be your nature, and may not be what you want to hear, but because you believe that Jesus Christ is Lord and Christ, because you believe that Jesus Christ, his words, God Almighty, his words are supreme, you humble yourselves. You humble yourselves under the mighty hand of Christ Jesus, our Lord, and you let it go. Because we know that thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. No, you may not like it. No, you may not want to even have to deal with it, or perhaps want to deal with it. But wait, I say, on the Lord. For vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay. So here again, Proverbs, the 22nd chapter, reading the 8th verse, the word of the Lord states, he that soweth iniquity shall reap vanity, and the rod of his anger shall fail. So it seems like they may be high and mighty. It seems like they may be willing, God knows only what. But the rod of his anger shall fail. And if vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, how could the rod of the anger of man supersede the words of Christ Jesus our Lord? So let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. The question is simply this. Is God Almighty, Jesus Christ, our Lord, is he Lord and Christ, yes or no? Is Jesus Christ God Almighty, and is he Lord and Christ, yes or no? Now, if you remotely feel that Jesus Christ is Lord and Christ, then don't you think you ought to believe what God Almighty has to say? And why is it that the words of man will have more credence in the hearts of man than the words of God Almighty, even Christ Jesus, our Lord? Why do ye not understand my speech? As the scripture states, because ye cannot hear my words. So do what must be done. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. So you can do what you want to do, but it's impossible to get around the words of the Lord. Now, you can reason this way, and you can reason that way, and imagine that it's going to be like this, or suppose it's going to be like that. Let God be true, the scripture states, but every man a liar. So when God says yea, whatever man has to say, he's a liar. Let God be true, but every man a liar. So you humble yourselves. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of Christ Jesus our Lord. For the question is there somebody? Is there someone bigger than you and I? Will we stand before our own judgment seats, or will we stand before the judgment seat of Christ Jesus our Lord? And then, human family, a question, the question is this. Who would you rather judge you? God Almighty or man? Who do you feel would be the most fair? God Almighty or man? For God cannot be tempted as the way man can, because he's Lord and Christ. So hold on. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. And just because it didn't happen yesterday doesn't mean it's not going to happen. Just because it did not happen today doesn't mean it's not going to happen. And just because it did not happen 10 years from now does not mean that it's not going to happen. One says, well, you know, it's been 50 years, and it may even tell you I was young and now am old. And never have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. It hasn't happened yet. But when you deal with someone, when you deal with something that is from everlasting to everlasting, someone who has no date on the calendar when he was born, and no date on the calendar when he died. Now, the body passed. The flesh pass, but the spirit is from everlasting to everlasting. But the Bible tells us that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So the only thing you've got to do is what you know to be good and what you know to be right in Christ Jesus. Here again, Galatians, the sixth chapter of Galatians, reading the 7th and 8th verses. Galatians, the 6th chapter, reading the 7th and 8th verses. The Word of the Lord tells us, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Reap life everlasting. So it comes to what you know to be good and what you know to be right. And if you don't know what to do, have no idea of what's right, and you are sincere about seeking direction in the saving of your souls, the scripture states, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. For it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Consider the 10th chapter of Hosea. Hosea, the 10th chapter, reading the 12th verse. Hosea, the 10th chapter, reading the 12th verse. Consider the word of our Heavenly Father. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. God cannot lie, just hold fast. So it appears that as far as man is concerned, this will not happen and that will not happen as far as man is concerned. But then when you deal with someone, how do you deal with someone? How do you deal with something whose ways are not your ways and whose thoughts are not your thoughts? So what you feel is good, what you think is right, is not what God feels is good and what God feels is right. For God's ways are not our ways and his thoughts are not our thoughts. So the only way you can please God Almighty is you've got to humble yourselves under the mighty hand of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the truth of the matter is, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. People say, well, you know, I believe it could be done, but it's so hard, and I don't know how I'm going to be able to get this done, and I don't know about the other things, all of those things, for it seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. But if you were honest and you were sincere and you believe that Jesus Christ is God Almighty, when Jesus Christ, God Almighty, says his yoke is easy, his burden is light, and his commandments are not grievous, how can you not agree with that? How can you not believe that? If you believe in Christ Jesus, and the scripture states, he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said. So it is time. Sow to yourselves in righteousness. Hosea 10th chapter 12th verse. Reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground. For it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. So people have always done what they wanted to do, and people will always do what they want to do, for there is no new thing under the sun. One would say, oh, well, I know they didn't know about this thing, and I know they didn't know about that thing. Well, not only does the word of the Lord tell us that there is no new thing under the sun, but seriously, even honestly, human family, do you think as long as man has been on the face of this earth that you could come up with something new? That you have devised something that has never been devised before? Do you think that you have the leading hand? consider. The scripture states, which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, which have forsaken the right way. Consider the book of 2 Peter, second chapter, reading from the 9th through the 15th verses. 2 Peter, second chapter, reading from the 9th through the 15th verses. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness, and despise government. Presumptuous are they, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. Whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord. But these, as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime. Spots they are, and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, and heart they have exercised with coveted practices, cursed children, which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. Who loved the wages of unrighteousness. And what do we know? The scripture tells us, for some are already turned aside after Satan. Some are already turned aside after Satan. They do what they want to do. They say what they want to say. They interpret the way they want to interpret. They have already turned aside after Satan. 1 Timothy 5th chapter tells us this. Consider the book of 1 Timothy 5th chapter, reading the 15th verse, where the Lord tells us, 1 Timothy 5th chapter, reading the 15th verse, for some are already turned aside after Satan. Some already turned aside after Satan. And this is why you have to be watchful and why you have to be mindful. Because your adversary, the devil, Satan, that roaring lion, can put something in your hearts, put something in your minds, and have you turn astray from what you know to be good and what you know to be right, and have you to feel and have you to believe that what you are doing is what is right and what is good. The scripture states, and he that betrayed him had given them a token, saying, whomsoever I shall kiss, the same is he. Take him and lead him away safely. And he that betrayed him had given them a token, saying, what did he say? Whomsoever I shall kiss. Whomsoever I shall kiss, the same is he. Take him and lead him away safely. There is that way that seemeth right unto a man. Consider the 14th chapter of Mark. Mark, the 14th chapter, reading from the 32nd through the 46th verses. Mark, the 14th chapter, reading from the 32nd through the 46 verses, where the Lord tells us, and they came to a place which was named Gethsemane, and he saith to his disciples, sit ye here while I shall pray. And he taketh with him Peter and James and John, and began to be sore amazed. And what? And began to be sore amazed, and to be very heavy. And saith unto them, My soul is exceedingly sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here and watch. And he went forward a little and fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt. And he cometh and findeth them sleeping, and saith unto Peter, Simon, sleepest thou? Couldest thou not watch 1 hour? Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. And again he went away and prayed, and spake the same words. And when he returned, he found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy, neither wist they what to answer him. And he cometh the third time, and saith unto them, Sleep on now, and take your rest. It is enough. The hour is come. Behold, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise up. Let us go. Lo, he that betrayeth me is at hand. And immediately, while he yet spake, cometh Judas, one of the 12, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves, from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. And he that betrayed him had given them a token, saying, Whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he. Take him and lead him away safely. And as soon as he was come, he goeth straightway to him and saith, Master, Master, and kissed him. And they laid their hands on him and took him. And they laid their hands on him and took him. So what do we know? People will say this, and people will say that. And if you're not watchful, and if you're not mindful, you can be swayed by the things that they say. But the word of the Lord tells us, Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. Ye shall know them by their fruits. So these are the things that you know. And these are the only things that you really need to know. Just simply believing on Christ Jesus, as the scripture hath said. Now, how are you supposed to proceed when one says up, but everything they do is down? Or they say down, and everything they do is up? Or whatever they say, they do just the opposite. Why is it that you're supposed to believe what they say and not what they have done? What matters the most? What is most important? What one will say or what one has done? So wherefore by their fruits, precious people of God, even human family, the word of the Lord says, ye shall know them. Not what they say, but what they do. Matthew the 7th chapter and the 20th verse tells us this. 7th chapter of Matthew, reading the 20th verse. Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. So you want to stay clear of the things that you have left behind. Those things that you have left behind, those things that you no longer have the fruit and the fruits thereof, why go back to them, to those things? The dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. 2 Peter, 2nd chapter, 2 Peter, second chapter, reading from the 17th through the 22nd verses. 2 Peter, second chapter, reading from the 17th through the 22nd verses. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the midst of darkness is reserved forever. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lusts of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that were clean escape from them who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them, according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. So you want to do what must be done and not worry about what he says, she says, they says. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. And how can you be fully persuaded in your own minds if you are unwilling to walk alone? Sometimes when it comes down to what's good and what's right, oh, you may have numerous individuals that all profess that this is good and this is right, and this is what is acceptable to Christ Jesus our Lord. But time and chance happeneth to them all. And by little and little, here a little and there a little, they start to fall backwards. They fall backwards, and now they're unwilling, let alone able, to continue to fight the good fight of faith. So what are you going to do? You're going to turn back also? As Jesus said to his disciples, will ye also go away? Will ye also turn away? Will ye also be not what you ought to be in Christ Jesus? But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. 2 Timothy 3rd chapter. Consider the book of 2 Timothy 3rd chapter, reading from the 1st through the 9th verses. 2 Timothy 3rd chapter, reading from the 1st through the 9th verses. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now if Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. If you have folly, engage in folly. You are about folly. It's going to be made manifest. Because how long can you keep doing the same things that are not good and that are not right? And it's not made manifest. After a while, your staunchest supporters will start to say, well, I don't know. Something don't seem to be quite right. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. So you did what's good, you did what's right. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Well, I've been doing it a long time. You've been doing it a long time. You've been enduring a long time. Listen, something should have given by now. But in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. For ye have need of patience. Consider the 10th chapter of Hebrews. Hebrews, the 10th chapter, reading from the 31st through the 36th verses. Hebrews, the 10th chapter, reading from the 31st through the 36th verses. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But call to remembrance the former days in which, after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions. Partly while she were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly while she became companions of them that were so used. For ye had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the reward and receive the promise of Christ Jesus, his eternal rewards. So what do we know? Neither is there salvation in any other. It doesn't matter what this one says. Doesn't matter how that one believes. Neither is there salvation in any other. How do we know? Well, consider the fourth chapter of Acts. Acts, the fourth chapter, and reading the 12th verse. Fourth chapter of Acts, reading the 12th verse. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So there is a question, and the question remains, sirs, what must I do to be saved? You must repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, speaking with other tongues, as in accordance with the book of Acts, the second chapter, reading from the 36th through the 38th verses. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You must repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And what is this gift of the Holy Ghost that you shall receive? Well, one may say it's this, and one may say it's that. But he that believeth on Christ Jesus, as the scripture hath said, consider the book of Acts, the second chapter, reading from the first through the fourth verses. Acts, second chapter, reading from the first through the fourth verses. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You must repent. Be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, speaking with other tongues as the Spirit of God gives you utterance. But consider, finally, precious people of God, but take heed, lest by any means this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to them that are weak. You know, people tend to think, well, it's up to me. It's my house. It's my belongings. This is what I want to do. And if they are offended and will become offended, they have no business being here. But you take heed, lest by any means this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to them that are weak. So finally, precious people of God, let's go to the book of 1 Corinthians, the 8th chapter, reading the 9th verse. 1 Corinthians, 8th chapter, reading the 9th verse. But take heed, lest by any means this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to them that are weak. So may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord preserve your strength. May the Lord make his countenance to shine upon you, give you hope, give you peace, give you the blessed assurance that there's none other than one Lord, one faith, one baptism, that you must repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, speaking with other tongues as the Spirit of God gives you utterance. Again, I say unto you, consider what I say. The Lord give you understanding in all things, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Work out your own salvations with fear and trembling. Fight the good fight of faith, saving yourselves from this untoward generation. And as always, I say unto you finally, am I therefore become your enemy? Because I tell you the truth. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. And peace be unto you.
You are welcome to read about the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith and read sermons by Bishop Shelton Rafika Bajluk on the World Wide Web at www.apostolicfaith.org. www.apostolic-faith.org. Once again, the website address is www.apostolic-faith.org. The website also lists the current events and activities of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. If you would like to receive literature, have any questions of biblical nature, requests for prayer, or correspondence, feel free to email Bishop Shelton Rafa at apostle@apostolic-faith.org. Once again, Bishop Shelton Rafa's email address is apostle@apostolic-faith.org.